This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What you're hearing there and what you're kind of hearing in general, both inside and outside of the locker room from people reporting on it and players commenting on the record on it, is that the environment that Mike Vrabel is fostering here and putting together early on in this Patriots tenure is working for people.
All right, I can go to the next question.
You know, it's working out for guys like Gonzalez. Now, Gonzalez had the hamstring injury and he was out for a very long time. Since he's been back, he has been balling out, and that defense looks different with him. They're different without him, and since he's got there, they have looked pretty dominant against Aaron Rodgers. Well, not Aaron Rodgers. Against Bryce Young, and now against Josh Allen. Two guys on probably opposite ends of the quarterback spectrum at this point, but still, he's getting it done against good receivers and, you know, guys that have put up numbers against other teams and other defensive backs. And I don't think it's any coincidence that they look that much better with him out there. He's the type of player that makes that kind of a difference. As far as Mike Vrabel's concerned, his locker room versus someone like, I don't know, Bill Belichick's locker room, you can see even from my seat right here, which is in this room. I'm not down at Gillette. Nobody's down at Gillette these days, I guess, except for the Hillman. But, like, you know, that's it. I'm not down there. I didn't go down there for camp. I didn't go down for any of that stuff. But I can see, anybody can see, just based off of these first couple of games here, that it's a new day. And you might have thought that last year. I think last year the shell shock of Gerard Mayo and his inexperience was really what kind of covered everything. You didn't really get the sense that, all right, we're going in a new direction and this guy is in control of that. You thought, oh boy, this thing's really off the is he going to be able to learn on the job? Like, that was the questions with Mayo. With Vrabel, you're not expecting that. You're not expecting him to learn on the job. What you're expecting with Mike Vrabel is for him to impart on these players a culture that fosters both winning, but also relating to and connecting with this new generation of players, which is what I think Bill Belichick just gave up on at the end. I think he completely gave up on that. I don't even think he tried. And there were some times I've seen people saying, oh, if it was Bill Belichick, then Ramondre Stevenson would be off the team by now. Ramondre Stevenson was on the team with Bill Belichick. He didn't fumble like that, but he's been there. And it's true that Bill has benched guys for fumbling, but I also remember Stephen Ridley getting a lot of chances. They'd put Ridley back out there. They'd bench him for, you know, maybe the rest of the game. He'd be out there the next week. And, you know, sometimes those fumbles are because he got knocked out cold. I remember Bernard Pollard knocking him unconscious in a playoff game. He fumbled, and that was when everyone's like, oh, come on. He was unconscious. What do you want? Sometimes that happens. But it wasn't always like that. Kickers, if they missed a couple of kids, they get cut. Bill had a really short leash with those type of things. And I understand having that be the standard when you've won six Super Bowls and you've been the coach for 20 years and you're considered the greatest, you can have whatever standards you want. He's now finding out that those standards are, I don't know, being torn asunder down there at UNC. But either way, at the time in New England, even at the end, he was still Bill Bleepin' Belichick, and you had to do it his way, and you had to meet him where he was, and if you didn't, then that was it. And if you fumbled, you were out. And if you missed a couple of kicks, you were out. And that would mean no touchdowns from Stevenson. That would mean no kick at the end there from Borregales. And I think you can see right away, And again, we've been conditioned to 20 plus years of championships and parades and Bill Belichick and the way that he did things. But there's other ways. It's really, it just comes down to that. There's other ways to do things. There's other ways to win. Andy Reid doesn't run a ship like Bill Belichick did. They win plenty. You know, there's been a lot of guys who have won in between that weren't necessarily that type of a coach. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. You know, like there's been plenty of examples. I don't think Sirianni is that kind of coach. They just won a Super Bowl. You know, like there's examples of hard-ass coaches all throughout the history of the NFL. But they're also now in the last 20 years, you know, and certainly here in the last five since Bill's kind of faded out of the picture, there's emerged new types of coaches who do things differently and who have found success in the NFL. Not a lot of championships yet. That's mostly still been Andy Reid. But there's still a lot of these guys that are coming up and are considered, you know, the next ones up. And I think that that's important because Mike Vrabel is not really that mold of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these, you know, kind of slender-looking offensive geniuses who, you know, end up in these places as offensive coordinators. They start off as interns, and they work their way up, and all of a sudden they're the next big thing. Their offense is the one everyone wants a piece of. They're part of the McVay family or the Shanahan family or whatever family, you know, the coaching tree. And everybody wants a piece of some of these guys, and they bring them in. And sometimes they don't do well, but a lot of times they end up connecting. They end up making things work. They end up getting an offense with a modern quarterback coming out of college and running these, you know, different types of plays, and it works. And when it does work, it's a big deal. Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels are not that. And that's, I think, what a big complaint was people had with the hiring of both of those guys. Ben Johnson was out there. He was one of those guys. And we'll see what he ends up doing in Chicago. But he was one of those guys. He was that prototype. And the Crafts were unwilling to really go there. They were really unwilling to go out of their comfort zone. Mike Vrabel was their comfort zone. Josh McDaniels was their comfort zone. And that seemed like it could be problematic. Instead, Mike Vrabel is already, I think, becoming everything they hoped Gerard Mayo would be in terms of connecting with the younger players, in terms of getting over the Belichick hangover, which I think is still sort of there, the way that he ran things, the way that he structured it all, which, again, for years was very, very successful and worked out very well. But towards the end, it was just a total mess. I mean, it was a complete mess. And that now, with Vrabel in charge, is very clearly and very obviously, and you can tell just based off of Stevenson and Borregales, just those two guys right there. They're probably the most public and obvious ones, and I'm sure there's a million more examples, but those are the two that stick out the most. Those guys getting second chances. Those guys not getting lit up in the post-game press conference. Or not that Bill did that, but you know, like that's the type of way they could have gone with it. It's not like that now. And to be 3-2, to be a playoff team more than a quarter of the way through the season here, to have a signature win already. A signature win. What's the signature wins? So elusive these last 2 years. That's another part of what's connected with this fan base. Just beating Buffalo in, but like they beat Buffalo last year. It was the worst win in the history of the franchise when they beat Buffalo last year, okay? So not all wins against Buffalo are created equal. But Mac Jones beat Buffalo a couple times. He beat him in the win game, but they also beat him in 2023.
Yeah, that comeback that he had where he threw it to Gesicki, like yeah. The fan base was not as excited then as they are right now.
Sure.
And part of it could be like they...
It was later in the year, you know.
Later in the... I don't know. It was like week 7, I want to say, when it was that comeback.
And it made him like 2-5, right?
Yeah, it was still like a bad record. But also, like, they went on the road into Buffalo, prime time, everyone was watching. That's another reason, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That Buffalo win was at home. They won 29-25, and that win made it, they went to 2-5 with that win. They had just gotten smoked by Dallas and New Orleans to the tune of 72-3 in those two games. They lost to Vegas, and then after the Buffalo win, they went loss, loss, loss. They lost 5 in a row to Miami, to Washington, then that awful stretch against Indy, the Giants, and the Chargers, where they lost 10-6, 10-7, and 6-0. Oh, those were dark days. Those were very dark days. So let's just say I don't think this team is going to come off of this Buffalo win and go out and lose 10-6, 10-7, and 6-0. Like, I think those days are behind us.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And that's more than just Mike Vrabel. I mean, it's a whole bunch of different factors. But the fact that Mike Vrabel is in charge, and the fact that he seems to be connecting with these guys, that he's reaching guys like Christian Gonzalez, that he has them singing his praises, that he has decided that I'm going to build this team from the inside out in the trenches, and had made a serious commitment to that, and that commitment seems to be bearing fruit. It does, right? I mean, listen, the offensive line has been awesome. The pass rush has been very, very good. I know they didn't sack Josh Allen a lot, but they kept him off balance. They kept him uncomfortable. That was the D-line doing that. They got a little, you know, handsy with it towards the end there, got a couple of penalties, but I have no real complaints with the job that they did. I thought that they did a very, very good job containing him, and a very good job sort of passing off the problems to the secondary, and the secondary was ready for the challenge. You know, they were. They did it. And that is no small thing. As for the team's identity, I was thinking about that driving in today. What is this team's identity? I don't think they have one quite completely in focus yet. I think we have all the makings of a well-balanced team with a potential stud superstar quarterback, a wide receiver who is turning back the clock here, coming back from an injury much quicker than anybody thought he would, and putting up big numbers. Now, is that going to go on all year? Listen, who knows? Diggs is, when he's on, a very explosive playmaker. But he's also, you know, coming off this injury, and he's also getting up there. So we'll see. We'll see how long this lasts with Steph Diggs. I hope it lasts all season, but I'm not gonna jump ahead and say, oh yeah, he's gonna give you 1,000 yards this year. I don't know if he is. I hope he does. You have a defense now with new guys on the defense in important roles, like all the way up the middle. It's new. It's Milton Williams. It's Spillane. Like you got, Landry on the edge. You got a lot of new faces. You got a lot of new important players in important positions. Carlton Davis is your number two corner. Like, you have guys all over that defense that were brought in here that Mike Vrabel believed in enough, and him and Elliot Wolf enough to give them big contracts, to draft them at certain places, and to put them out there and have them be your starters. And so far, I still think last night, as great of a performance as that was by the offense, what was special about that game last night wasn't the Patriots scoring 23 points. It was the defense holding the Bills to 20 points. That was what was special about that game. If you look at the other games Buffalo's played, they're averaging 33 points a game. The Patriots holding them to almost two scores fewer than what they were averaging? That's a huge story. I mean, that's a big deal. Now, there's people out there, Chris Broussard, who say, it's no big deal. It's just, there's no team's going to go 17-0 this year. The Bills had to lose eventually. No big deal. And I disagree. I thought it was a big deal when they won in Miami, and that Miami team sucks. Although they came away with a win this past weekend, but they're not very good. I considered their most recent win against Carolina to be an important win. Not because I think Carolina's any good, but because I think if you're going to prove to everybody that you are better than a team like that, you have to beat them decisively. And that's what they did. They didn't beat Carolina. They beat the hell out of Carolina. And it was great. But did it prove anything? Not really.
Possibly.
Possibly. This thing on Sunday night, that was proof. That was proof of concept. And that's really important. That's really important to fans. That's really important to ownership. That's very important to the national media. That's very important to people like me who were wondering if this thing was going to come together or not. And counting down the years here with Drake May until they have to make a decision on that fifth year and what they're going to do. And if by then they haven't put together a winning season or a winning roster for him, is he even going to want to stay here? Who would? The Patriots coming into this season were not an attractive place. They were able to get some free agents, and they brought in players, and they paid them a lot of money, but there were some players that did not want to come here on the offensive side of the ball and said, I'll take less to stay in Tampa. I'll take less to go do this. I'll take whatever. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in going there and playing in New England.
Sometimes their girlfriends wanted to be in a different place.
That is correct. And as Robert Kraft said, it was never because of finance. You know someone's rich when that's how they say finance? When someone's so rich that they call it finance, then you know they're like, they're balling out hard. You want to impress somebody? Don't say, next time the word finance comes, say finance. They're going to go, oh, this guy's got money. That's what I would think anyway. Finance. Anyways, I think Mike Vrabel's doing a very good job. I think Mike
Vrabel, earning his finance.
He is. And all the finance that it took to bring him in, I think I agree. I think he's earning that as well. And I was dubious about that too. Just based on the way things ended in Tennessee, based on the way he didn't like the owner sort of getting involved, Strunk, what's her name, Amy Strunk, and sort of all that stuff that was happening. So if you don't like that, Mike, I don't know if you're going to like this situation here too much. But so far, it all seems pretty copacetic. You see the crafts up there in their booth. You don't see them mapping out plays like they were doing last year. Or like, who's the lady in Indy? Is she one of the owners? Is she like the daughter of the owner or something who's down there with this giant oversized notepad like mapping out plays? And the Colts are winning, so whatever she's doing, she should keep on doing it. But I remember last year everybody being like, okay, so now we got Jonathan Kraft up there like taking notes on the offense. This is good. This is the direction we want to be going in. I don't feel like that's the case anymore.
Carly Ursay Gordon.
Okay, and she's the daughter? Daughter-in-law or daughter?
Daughter.
Okay. Got to trust that a job like that to the blood relatives, don't you? You can't just have anybody down there mapping out the plays for Daniel Jones. It's got to be someone who knows what's up. And the Colts, listen, the Colts are off to a great start. They're off to a better start than the Patriots are. So are the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's early enough in the season that there's lots of time for things to happen, both good and bad for this team. And I look at the schedule, and I think there's more good than bad on this schedule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.